We're up to Perek Dalit Mishnah Gimel. Hasheret Sefi Achol. We began this yesterday, or did we?
Sure, I remember.
I don't think so.
Hasheret. Talk about Sheret and the Cholda.
That was the previous Mishnah base.
Oh, that's the reason.
Hasheret Sefi Achol. We have Nevel Sefi Achol. We have Hasheret Sefi Achol. And Nevel Sefi Achol. We are Ruben Atahodim. These two creatures, the Cholda and the Kelef, were walking among Ben Atahodim, among the things that are tahor. Or she'avru tamein b'neim, or people that are tar walked among the dog or the cholder, and the dog and the cholder have in their mouth either a nevela or a sheretz, which are metame. So what is the halacha? Sfeikon tar. So what is the halacha? The halacha is sfeikon tar. Why? Mivnei she'ein latum amalacha, because tumah doesn't have a malacha. That's new. You saw it. In order for there to be a suffix number, the tumah must have a makom, must have a location. Over here in this instance, since the tumah is in the mouth of a cholda, it is in the mouth of a dog, and these two things are in motion. Something which is motion, there's no tumah. That was the Sovidon yesterday. Good? Let's see the Rav. There is no Rav. It's so simple, there is no Rav. Next, Hayu menakrim bohen. Let's say menakri means imishlichu hacholda to sheretz. If the cholda, he threw away the sheretz, that kelves and nevela mipihem al aretz vayun menakrim ba hare yesh mokom latumos mokom tumos sveika tame. But let's say the dog or the kelv have released the object of tuma, and they're poking it. They are poking it. So now these objects of tuma are grounded. Okay, that's the key word. In order for us to say the principle of Safek Tumah, Rishus Yachotamah, we have to have the Tumah. The Tumah must be grounded. If the Tumah is not grounded, then it is Tar.
Grounded. Who's grounded?
It's in one location. It's not a movement. It's not a motion.
Okay.
It's not a motion. It has to be grounded. The Tumah
can't be floating. Like we learned in the world last night.
The Tumah has to be grounded. It's simple, you got it? Hasharetz b'fi hacholda v'nevel b'fi hakel v'harub b'tem. So if the sharetz is in movement, the sharetz is in b'fi the cholda, or the nevel is b'fi hakel v'avru b'ein hatahorim oy shavu hatahorim b'neihem tzvek on tar. Why? Because in this moment, so because he said b'nei she'ein latum amokan.
We don't know whether
we do not know if there was contact. We do not know, and generally we have a halacha. The halacha is a safek tumah rishus yachid tamei. And over here, the person that the safek. What? In the rishus yachid, a safek tumah rishus hayachid tamei. So over here, we're dealing with a case that's rishus hayachid, and it's a safek, and we're dealing over here with human beings. A person is not certain if he made contact with the sheretz or contact with the nevela. We're not certain, so we should apply the principle of safek tumah b'rishus hayachid tamei. So why here do we apply the principle safek tumah b'rishus hayachid is tahar? Because so the Mishnah says mibnei she'ein la tumah mokoyim. The tumah does not have a mokoyim is not grounded. Being that it's not grounded, nevela it's tahar.
Normally it would be tummy?
Yes. And that's the next part of the mission. Next part of the mission says, Hayu menakrim, but let's say they were...
You mean if it was stationary?
Yes. Yes.
But how do we know if we touched it or not?
How do we know if he touched it or not?
How do we know if
we don't know?
How do we know if the kelev touched it or not?
What do you mean kelev? Kelev
is either kelev or holding it.
They definitely touched it. They're definitely holding it. The question
they're holding
is,
it. We don't know if it touched the tar. It's passing through tahirim. It said for arvu bein hatahirim.
Yeah,
what,
and we do.
Who was the tahirim?
Person. Yeah, me okay. And you.
We don't know if it touched us or not.
Yes. Yes.
You don't know if a dog touches you or not.
You don't. You're not paying attention. It's a windy, cold day, and you live among dogs, among weasels, and every
wild scenario, though.
You don't know.
Boy, you would know if there was a dog and it was a dollar amos of you.
That's me.
Running down the block.
Because I'm super sensitive. So we do not know if the sheretz made contact with the tahirim. What is halacha sveikon tahar? Why is Sveikon Tar Mibnei She'ein Latum Amokim?
Because there's no Mokim.
Hayu Menakrin, but let's say Hayu Menakrin Bohen Alar. But let's say But let's say the tumah is on the makom, it's resting on the ground, and the dog and the sheret, they're menachrin, they're poking at it, and you walk among the dog, among the chulda, and you have a uncertainty if you made brushed up against the sheretz or the nevela. Alar, it's v'yamar halachti l'makom haloz in this location. Be any day, do not know im nagati im loy nagati. Then the halach is sveikoy tamei v'bnei sheyesh la tumo makom. What?
Menachrin.
Poke. To poke. To poke.
Who's poking?
You're poking. The dog is poking.
Are you poking?
How are you menachrin him if the dog, or
the chulda.
Chulda was poking on these objects? But the point is, these objects are resting on the floor. They're resting on the ground.
They're stationary.
And now you walk in this location. V'amar halachti, I've traveled the makom haloz in this location. V'eini yodei, do not know im nogati, if I touched the sheretz and the nevela that was being poked by the dog and the chulda, im loy nogati, or I did not make contact. So in these instances, sveikoy tamei, because the tumah has a location. The tumah is what we call grounded.
Stationary.
No, stationary. Fine, stationary. Okay, good. Are we done? You got the Mishnah?
So what?
I don't know what the problem is. It's like so easy.
What's the case of menachrin? I don't get it.
The menachrin is the tumah is on the ground. It's
what are they
not
doing? What are they doing? What's the kelp?
They're poking
the
on it.
Doing? What?
They poke. You never go. So
what
you never. So, yeah. Yeah, they go along and they're trying.
What am I doing?
You're walking.
And I hit them?
Yeah, you hit them.
So then, of course, we're talking about. What's the shiloh?
Yeah, that's a suffix. Suffix.
Why is it a suffix?
Because, I don't know, maybe.
I hit him.
You don't know if you hit them. That's the case.
What, you walk around like a zombie?
Yeah, look what it says. It says here that you do not know. How you menachrin mochem, they were poking on these things, Allah, it's Omar. And the person said, Halachti l'mochem alas. I was walking with the dog and the chuldawur. V'eini yodea, im nogati, im loinogati. I don't know if I made contact. I brushed up against it or not. What's the problem? I don't understand. What's the problem?
You don't know if you brushed up against a dog or a chulda?
No, you don't.
Okay. Right. The guy would know it. What is this guy? A space cadet? Huh?
Yeah. It's like people who see Mashiach every day. They don't even realize this is Mashiach.
This guy's a hallucinator. We have to bring in cases for hallucinators?
There are people who come in contact with him in the Mashiach every day and they don't realize this is Eliyahu HaNavi. They don't appreciate who he is. They don't appreciate who the Mashiach is. Right. Kazayis ben ha-meis l'fiha oiv. Let's say Kazayis ben ha-meis in the mouth of an oiv of a raven. Suffolk eh. Heel. Oh, it's a hard word.
Heel is like oil.
Oil. Heel. Two letters like that. Heel on Adam. Veala Kalim, Bershus Yachet, Suffolk Adam, Suffolk Adam, Tame, Suffolk Kalim Tar. Okay, so we have a bird that's flying in the air and he has this piece of nevela, and therefore it's Shiloh if he was Mahil, so if he was Suffolk on a person, it can be Tame, on a person, Tame, on on a person, suffix tame, and on a suffix on utensil, it is tar. Let us see what it says over here in the parish of the Rav. Suffix adam, suffix ohel al adam tame, why? Sheyesh by das li shoel. This goes back to the principle that we've mentioned many times, that the premium being has can ask questions. Ve'inutar, mitam, ve'inutar, mitaima, shatuma, befi arev, uhi tuma arveres. Why? The kol ha ma'ahalin. So he's saying a new Yisoy today. This, that was on the previous Mishnah, when Tum is in movement, remember what we just learned in the previous Mishnah, and we learned yesterday when Tum is in motion. Are you with me, sir?
Tum
is in motion. So what do we learn?
The rat is
so what
in
do we
mouth.
Learn? When Tum is in motion, therefore the suffix is always going to be Tahar. This principle that when Tumah is in motion, Tahar is only true by Tumas Maga, but not by Tumas Oihel. Tumas oil, even when it's in motion, we apply the principle that it's tamei. That's the sort of this Mishnah. Because Zaisin Ameis Subifia Urb Savik Allah, Sava El Al Adam Saval Kalim, which is a Yahid, Savik Adam Tame, Savik Helim Tar. Nachmol the Rav, it's a very big Yisrael, new Yisrael to learn today.
Wow.
You know this Yisrael?
No.
This is Mamish Oilam Haba to know this Yisrael. Savik Adam, Savik Allah Adam Shetam Shesh by Dasli Shal, Veina Tarm Bitamba Shatuma, Yonka Save Tarm Bitamba de Shatuma, Ti Erevihi Tuma Everest. Why? To call Hamahalin Chashuvo Siyesh Tumul Makam, because all anytime you have an oil, anytime you have an oil, it's considered to be Yesh Tumas Lutumul Makam. We are Filu Hanizrakim, even when it's in motion. Even when it's in motion, we apply the principle of the right. Suffik Kalim, Suffik Ahel Al Kalim. Let's have a Suffik if it was Malal Kalim, Tar, She'ein Bohem Das Li Shoel, because the utensil.
She'ein Bohem Das Li Shoel.
What's with you today? You're totally in a different, Because I said I'm ace. If you are savik hill adam savik hill, so she's a yachid savik tam and tamay savik hillam tar. Okay, is that clear? But when it comes to savik hill hala kelim tar she'ein b'hem das lishoel kelim. Do not have das lishoel. Kalim do not have the ability to ask the question, am I tummy, am I tar? When it comes to kalim, halach is suffic, kalim is tar. Is that good?
Yeah, because it's really cool.
Because what?
We said this is a case of oil.
Oil, right? But even when it comes to kalim, it's going to be tar because suffic kalim odm has das lishoel. Kalim not das lishoel. Hamamale basara delayim. The nimsa sheretz biyachad, and a person malei zechaz, you fill up 10 pitchers, 10 jugs of water. The nimsa sheretz biyachad mehem hu tamei v'kulam taharin. So the nimsa sheretz biyachad mehem hu tamei v'kulam taharin. Mahani midle kesheein lidli oiginim, does not have an oigin, has not have a oiginim, has a rim. Avol yesh lo oiginim kulam tamei. Or the shema sheretz hayi berishain. What?
I told you, I don't understand.
Oignim, aviyesh lo oignim kulam tmeim. The shema sheretz hoy berishoyin vehu deloy nafal imamayim. Emar oignim ikvuhu. I don't understand why. What does it mean? Lefi zemar bedli echad shemile boyasar pam one deli. Shemile boyasar pamim avul. So then it's possible that avul.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what this means. Let's go over here and over here.
What does he say?
Let's see what Farshim explains. Hamalei b'asar d'loyim klasa mishnachrein mipirsha rab mira. You 10 times with one deli, with one pitcher. You have a pitcher and you load into the well and you fill up water. Then after you lower into the well and you fill up to a big pitcher, a big pot, and you dip your little pitcher into the well 10 times and you empty the contents of the water into the big pot. Now. What does it mean? What does it mean when it says the mission of Nimsa Shbiachem Yem Haynu? Bepam Echem Min Hamiluim Nimsa Sheretz Bedli Shemile Min Habar. One of the 10 times you find, look at that. There's a Sheretz. Let's say I'm up to time number 8, or I'm up to the 8th time, and now I find the dead Sheretz in the Dli. So what's the Shaila? What's the question at hand? The Yesh Lestapek. The question is Shema. So maybe it was
probably down in the well there.
No, I mean that's not a problem. It was in the well. That doesn't make a difference. But maybe the dead sheretz was already in the deli when I filled up the water the very first time.
The small pitcher or the big pitcher?
The small pitcher. I'm using the small pitcher to fill up this big bucket. I never saw the rat yet. I know, so therefore the question is, what about the water in the big pot? The water in the big pot, is it tamei or is it tar? So right now, I've discovered, after I'm up to number 10. Now
I tell you offhand, just don't drink this stuff.
What? Don't drink this stuff?
Don't drink it.
I'm up to number 10. I'm up to now drinking number 10. Now I find number 10. I found a dead sheretz in the bucket. So the question is, maybe the dead sheretz was already there from the first time I filled up the water. Maybe even the last time.
Absolutely.
And what would nafka mina be? That means all the water is tame.
Correct.
In the big pot.
Correct.
Or maybe now for the very first time now when I go and I find the sheretz,
right.
It means right now when I went into the well, I found
right.
it. But that would then mean that the big pot where I emptied all the water in the past is tahar, because the water did not yet contaminate that water.
I'd say it was in the well and you just picked it up. So I'd say that the water is all tummy in.
The water in the well is always so, because the water is mechubah to its source. Even though the dead sheretz is in the well, doesn't make the water in the well is going to be tar. The question is, when the water comes into the bucket, and if the sheretz is now in the bucket, then the water becomes tummy.
Right.
And when I pour the water into the big pot, then the water in the big pot also becomes tummy.
So
the question is, at what point in time in halacha do we have right to assume that the dead sheretz was in the bucket, which would mean from that point and onward, everything is tummy.
Correct.
That is the question. So here it says, "Yesh l'stap." We have a suffix. Shem ha'chayah sheretz bedli tchila v'shar she'ira mimem mimenu l'ushanes u'bezem mechalek bein im ein adli la'ognayim. So here's where we make a difference. Ognayim means, does the kli have a cover? If the kli has a cover, so then a cover.
Yeah.
A cover. So if the kli has a cover,
which kli?
The bucket, the small bucket that I'm filling up from the well.
So if it has a cover, how do I fill it up?
What do you fill up? So you fill it and water gets in there. You just after when you pick it up right away, there's a cover on top of it. You open up the cover. When you lower it into the well, you pick up the cover is automatically picked up. Maybe there's a string which picks up the cover. But the moment when the water begins, when you begin to pull the water out from the well, the cover covers the bucket. So the question is,
automatic closer.
Automatic close. Very good. So the question over here, so what is the question?
I don't know.
What is the question? The question is, what is the question? The question at hand is, if it has an oigin, if it has a cover, we have a right to assume, then there's a real possibility that you were not aware the sheretz was there from the very beginning. Because since there's a cover, the cover conceals the fact that there's a sheretz hiding inside the utensil. But if there is no cover, you would have seen that there's a dead sheretz there from the very beginning. Okay?
If there was a cover, you would have seen it.
If you would not see it. If there was a cover, you would not see it. The cover is hiding the sheretz.
Right. But if there was
no cover, then you would have seen it.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's going to be the nafka mina.
If it has a cover or not.
It has a cover or not. That's what it says. If there are immediately agnim v'adai loyish v'adai, if there are immediately agnim v'adai loyish v'adai, v'im yesh lo agnim yesh lo mash agnim ikavu, it held the back, it hid it. V'loy nafal kuloit v'loy nafal v'kulam t'meim, l'fiz etzoch lo'mash nimsa b'achas v'im koidim she'ira menu p'am azois. When it says in the Mishnah that you find b'achas, it means before you actually do the pouring, amrina hu t'amei v'kulam Taurus. The bucket itself is tamekulam. So this is the way he explains the Rav. This is the way the Rav says, we'll leave it with that. Then he has another parish from the Tiferet, which we're not going to go do. But over here, the Ikeb Farshim came to the rescue and he said like the Kahati, and he told us exactly what the Rav means. Okay, so we got the case? You have a bucket, and there's a well, and you have a big pot. And what you're doing here is you're lowering, it's like what Rivka did. Rivka, she lowered the bucket into the well, and from that bucket she poured into the trough. Trough, trough, to feed the animals, to water the animals.
Right.
So you have to lower the bucket into the well multiple times in order to fill up enough water, in order to fill up the trough.
Right.
And also to give enough water to the people, Eliezer and his servants.
Right.
So you have to lower the bucket multiple times.
Right.
Now after you're doing it multiple times, at the end of all of your multiple trips of lowering it into the well, you discover in the bucket, you discover a dead sheretz.
Cool.
So the question is, maybe that dead sheretz was there from the very beginning. If it was there from the very beginning, that means all of the water that's in the trough is tamei. Because it was there from the very beginning and the water was tummy, so when you poured into the big trough, it was tummy. But maybe when you find the sheretz, that now is the very, very first time the sheretz came into existence, came into the bucket. So the water in the bucket is tummy, but all the water in the trough, we have a right to assume, never came in contact with the sheretz. The sheretz first came into the bucket now,
sure.
When you lowered it for the very last time.
Maybe.
So all the water in the trough is going to be tar. You got it?
Yep.
You got it? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Shaila. So let's chaz what it's over here in the Mishnah. We did this already. So Hamaleh. Amale, the person's filling with 10 buckets. For them, you find sherets. You find the sherets in one of the buckets. So the halacha is who tame. That particular bucket is tame. The kulan, all of the other buckets are tahirin. All the meaning of the kulam in all of the other drawings, according to the parish of the Ikam of Arshem, which is the parish of Rashi, in Mesechta Nida, Tafiyah Misugya, the kulan, all of the prior buckets that were filled up from the well to Hirin. Next halacha. Hame Arem Ekli, Lekli, new halacha. A person he pours from one utensil to another utensil. Benim Sasheretz Betachtoin. And you find a Sheretz in the Tachtoin, the Elyon Tar. Now, what does that mean? Let's see what it says. Ha'elyoin tahar, v'loy chayshinan, shema min ha'elyoin nafal. The elyon is tahar, v'loy chayshinan, shema min ha'elyoin nafal letachtoin. Now, I don't know what's going on. What's happening over here? Does he explain over here? Let's say the ha'elyon tahar, mihu, however, nimsa, b'nimsa sheretz be'elyoin, machazikin tuma mizman lizman lemar shekvar hoya sheretz boha elyoin b'shosh iro mimenu l'tachten v'lo yamirin echa achar kach nafal l'sham hama'ore mikli l'kli v'dim sa sheretz b'tachten ha'elyon tar. So in other words, I have one big utensil. We're not dealing over here with a well. We're dealing over here with two utensils. I have two large utensils. Utensil A and utensil B. The utensil that we're pouring from is called the elyoin. The utensil into which we pour the water is called the tachtoin. It's the same idea. Where did you find the sherets? Did you find the sherets in the elyon, in the pourer, or in the pouri?
Good.
Where did you find the sherets? It's like if you have a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola, and everyone on the table has little cups. Everyone on the table has plastic cups. Yeah. The 2-liter bottle of water is called the elyon.
Right.
Because that's the source. Everyone's little 3-ounce cup,
right,
or let's say 9-ounce cup, right, or 6-ounce cup, right, is called a tachtoin.
Right.
So let's say you discover now that there was a sheretz in one of the tachtoins.
Right.
So does that mean that the sheretz really came from the elyon, came from the pitcher? Maybe it came from the pitcher. If you have on the table,
came from the pitcher, maybe it came from the cup.
Oh, that's the dilemma. Maybe really, what will be the nafka mina? What will be the nafka mina? What do you want? What do you want? You want everyone to leave?
Yes, and that can be
think
the only
of that,
one.
Think.
That could be the only one here. So we don't know if it's from the 2-liter bottle or from the cup.
Pitcher, let's say the pitcher. You have a pitcher on your dining room table, and you have all of these guests.
Right.
Remember the Shalom Zachar?
Right.
So many people are the Shalom Zachar.
They're pouring in.
I have a big pitcher of lemonade on the table. And you have all of these, everyone is taken from the big pitcher. And then in the middle, everyone, someone discovers in this cup a sheretz. In their cup, it's a sheretz. So what's the shayla? The shayla is maybe
it was in the
all
cup.
Of maybe it was really in the pitcher. And when you pour from the pitcher into the cup, the sheretz spilled into the cup.
Right.
But that means if it was in the pitcher, all of the liquid in all of the cups of the entire assembly is tame.
Correct.
Or maybe not.
Maybe
the sheretz is found in the cup. It was in the tachton, it was not in the elyon. So this is a valid suffix.
Correct.
We do not know where the sheretz originated.
Correct.
Did the sheretz originate in the pitcher, or did the sheretz originate in the cups? This is the dilemma.
Yes.
Ooh. So what is the halacha? The halacha is tahar. When we have such a dilemma, we are going to be on the lenient side, and it's going to be tahar. Okay, that's what it says over here.
It's called the suffix.
Hamara yipur mekli lekli benim so sheretz betachtoin elyon is still tar. See elyon tov aloy chayish we're not chayish shema min elyon nafal letachtoin, and that would make everything tar. We don't say everything we're going to be makeup. Okay, so we do another mishnah. Was chazan mishnah kazayis min haneis befi ha'oraven the raven safek he ehil al ha'adam v'ala kelim, and we have a doubt if this oirev was mahil upon a person, upon utensils, b'rishus ha'yochid, in a private quarters. What is the halacha? Safek adam tamei. With regard to the people, they are tamei because an adam is a davar sheyesh boi das lishoel. Safek kelim, sefek kelim, tar, because kelim are objects which ain't rohem das
lishael.
Ah, but why do we say that there's a safek even by a person of tamei? Did we not learn in the previous mishnah that tum in motion is not metame mi safek even by reshus hayachan, even when it comes to a person sheyesh bo idas lishael? The answer, the yisoy we learned today is there's a chiluk between tumas mago and tumas oyel. This that we learned that tumah in motion does not have koyach to be metame, is only by tumas maga, by tumas oil it does. This is a yisoid. Okay, a merdik yisoid. There's a mishnah this kedai to work up this morning to learn this yisoid. Even if the only thing we learned is this yisoid was kedai. Okay? I guess so. Maybe there's a pasuk for this. I don't know. Next, Hamamale. Here we come to a new Yisoid. Hamamale Basar Deloyin. A person is drawing water from the well, and he has drawn water even 10 times.
Yeah,
and the water from the bucket he pours into the pitcher. And now he discovers in the bucket is a sheretz. So the question is, did the sheretz, was it here already in the beginning? Which would then mean that all the water in the pitcher is tame. Or maybe the sheretz first appeared for the very first time.
In the pot.
And maybe the sheretz is only here for the very first time, which would mean that since I have not yet poured from the bucket into the pot, all the water in the pot is tahar. That is the dilemma. So the loyim v'nim so sheretz piachad mehem. So what is the halacha? Hu tamei. The halacha is that the water in the bucket is tamei. The kulon taharin, but which means all of the other drawings of water, all the other times that you've drawn water, is going to be tarin. Next, now we go to the third halacha of this mishnah. If you're pouring from one utensil from a pitcher into the small cups, and you discover sheretz in one of the small cups, and we do not know did the sheretz come from the pitcher or did the sheretz was in the cup in the very beginning. In one of the cups, we assume that the sheretz was in the cup, was not in the pitcher, and the pitcher is tahar. Is that clear?
Yeah. He's going from Hamaria Miklilikli, and then to Sharat Patachlan, Elyon Toha.
Klilikli means from the pitcher to the cup. The pitcher is called the Elyon.
The bottle is
the Elyon.
It's Tahar, and the Tachlan is
Tame. Why is Tachta and Tame? Because we assume that the Sheretz and Tachta was never in the pitcher.
Never.
It was never in the pitcher. So therefore, it was only in the cup. And therefore, if the water with pitcher is going to be okay. Okay, now we go to Mishnah. Mishnah, Allah. Shisha Sveko is Serfim Es HaTumu. There are six possibilities.
Six possibilities
in which we burn Tumu. You have to go?
No.
Okay, there are six very long Mishnah. What are the six possibilities? Number one is Al Sefek Besa Pras. Besa Pras is a field where there's a dead body buried. But we don't know exactly where the dead is. You don't know where the dead is. It's somewhere there. Let's see what the Beis HaPras. Kegoyim Truma. Shenichnas Sol the Beis HaPras. Duhu Sode Shenichrash Bakever. There was a dead body buried there. And then someone came along and plowed the field. There was a body that was buried in a shallow grave. And along came a human being with a plow and plowed the field. And by doing so, may have dispersed the bones. And may have caused the bones to spread from the location where the body was buried to the entire vicinity. So therefore, there may be bone fragments. And if a person walks on that field, he may be moving a bone. And if you move a bone, heset, the person becomes tameh. So you don't know. Every single inch that you walk on this field is a suffix if you've made contact, if you have moved a bone fragment. Good, is that clear?
Excellent.
And we have a doubt if there's a bone. So what is halacha? The halacha is the chuma has to be burned. That's the first case. Case number the al-safik offer haba me'eretz ha'amim. If you take earth, a clump of earth, from chutz li'aretz, every single clump of earth from chutz li'aretz is safik tumas meis. There may be dead body remains. The al-safik offer haba me'eretz ha'amim. The call of haba me'eretz ha'amim is safkinan lei berekev shel meis. So therefore, any clump of earth that you find outside of Eretz Yisrael,
correct.
Okay, your front lawn. The front lawn. There's a, you pull up a clump. Who knows who's buried there? Who knows? Who knows who's in the earth? You don't know who's here. You don't know how many people may have lived here in America before. You don't know who have been here. There may have been whole civilizations that lived here before. That's halacha. What?
Some Indians.
You making fun of me?
No.
It's okay. I can heal.
Just have to pick my nose.
have to be careful what you say.
Are you in Shemaz?
People are listening. People are listening. That's why I have this. That's why we have this. To recognize the whole Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nechtavim. Okay, we all suffix fake off our bomb here time and the call off our bomb here time and Miss Safkina lay the rekef, shell mates, clump of earth that comes, that is removed from Chutz Li'aretz, is a suffix of rekef shell mates. Good? Ushnei Eile Eretz Amim Ubesa Pras Gozu Bohem Shehu Mitamim Bimagov Masa. So this is a De Rabbanan, Ubesa Pras, and a clump of offer from Eretz Ho'amim is Mitame Bimago Uvimasa, through contact and through movement carrying. Okay, so this is the first two. Number three, we are Sefek, Big Day. Al shisha sekoi, six doubts, surfing es hatuma, do we burn chuma? Number one, al sefek beis sapras. If person enters into a beis sapras, you bring chuma into a beis sapras, and you have a sofek if you've made contact, and you have a, just walking into a beis sapras. Beis sapras, you know what beis sapras is?
It's a field, no?
We read the Rav. There was a kever. There was a corpse that was buried in a shallow grave, and a person came with a plow and he plowed the area. That's a Beza Pras. So every single inch of that field, there's a valid sophism that there may be bone fragments. Okay, are you okay with this?
How do they know that there's people
buried? Beis HaPras, it's all over the Daf Yomi. You never learned Beis HaPras?
Beis HaPras always means a field that they have people
there's a,
buried
there's
in
a
it?
Sophic, there's a sophic, there's a there are bone fragments dispersed over a large area. There was a shallow grave. You never learned this Daf Yomi?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Well, you don't go...
No.
A Beis HaPras, a person walks into a Beis HaPras.
Yeah.
A field in which there was buried...
Infested with bones.
Exactly. So what is the halacha? Chuma that goes into the Beis HaPras must be burnt. Number two, we all safik, we all offer habam me eretz ho'anim. You have clump of earth that comes from chutz li'aretz. So the clump of earth is tamei tumas meis.
I'll offer habam eretz ho'anim. Okay. Eretz ho'anim is always tamei.
Always tamei. Number three, the al sefeg bigli am haaretz, and the garments of an am haaretz. What's that? To kulu misafkolon im yashvalim ishtay nida, because maybe the person's wife nida sat down on his clothing. Okay. The al sefeg bigli am haaretz. Next, the al sefeg kelim hanim tsoim, utensils. The law, yeah, didn't intimate him. You go and you find in the street a utensil. I find in the street a utensil. You do not know, are these utensils Torah Tomei? We have to assume the worst. We have to be a pessimist. We have to assume the worst, that these utensils are Tomei. Next, number five. The al sefek harukin. What does that mean? The shema shal zav v'zavahein. If you walk out, or the nida of yeladas. If you see saliva, if you see, you go on the train, bus, and you see some saliva and you make contact with it, you have to assume that you're tummy because a roik, it might have come from a zav, a nida, a yeledes, metame. Number six, v'al sfeik mei raglei adam shehein kineged mei raglei behema. What does that mean? Mei raglei shehein kineged behema. Revusa kamashman. It's like a big chiddush. The lo yamina medachani behema hanina behema. The urine of an animal, is it mitame? No. But is the urine of a human being mitame? Well, it depends. If it's a person, the person was a zav, you led us, that is mitame. The avagav, you get the trait, sveik, you have urine.
Sofik,
you don't know.
An animal,
and sveik, a human being. And even if it's a human being, maybe the person is tohar, maybe it was not tame. The avagav, you get the trait, sveik, look who the sveik, the behemoth, some of the other, the af, you live in Islam, but the other, shema, the other, tohar. Doesn't matter, we're going to be machmir, the chazel will goize it. If you go in contact with a sveik, or maybe a human being, it's going to be tame. The Raman Perish, I'll tesefta kon shemis arvu mirag lebeima mirag leodim tami and mirag lebeima chatsi bechatsi b'shavas 50-50. There was a mixture taruvis. You mixed the two together. You took the urine of a human being with an animal, mixed together in order to make a composition. Zeu shekneged zeu shekneged. Kneged means to correspond. It's a 50-50 mixture.
No.
Therefore, masavklon in bottle merein shall meirag leodam v'yukulim. Maybe it's bottle. Maybe really it's 51:49.
Right.
Kamashma, no, we have a right to assume it's 50-50. So what is halacha? On all of these things, what does it say over here in the Mishnah? The Mishnah goes, Alvadei magon, Alvadei magon, shu sofik tumasan. If you definitely touched it, I definitely made contact with these things, and these things are a sofik, maybe they are tamei, maybe they're not tamei, shu sofik tumasan, sofik tumasan, we burn the truma. What does the Rav say? Avadim magon shu sofik tumasan, yodea vada shenaga b'chem truma, avlein yodea im ha'im tamei mo'iloi, kide perishna seiko dekulu, it is tamei. Rabbi Yossi oimer, afal seiko magon b'shus ha'yochid, even when we have a sofik we touched in the b'shus ha'yochid, that's also going to be machmer, because sofik tam b'shus ha'yochid is tamei. V'achamayimim no b'shayochet toilin, and b'shayochet is toilin in toilin, b'shuravim tar. V'achamayim b'shayochet toilin al safek magon v'loy sarfin. We toilin means we suspend. We don't eat it, but we don't burn it. Al safek magon v'loy sarfin mishum v'harisas seik seik lekula. As a seik seik lekula. Safek noga safek loy naga. V'afilim tinsalem noga safek tameim safek tameim. V'ein alach Rabbi Yosef de'amar de'amar. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosef de'amar al safek magon. Surfing, kill chaz the mishnah. It's a very easy mishnah. Okay,
six cases.
Okay. Something about you going to Edison today?
I gotta go.
Al shisha seiko is surfing this room. There are six seikos which we burn shum. Number one is
al seik
beis apras. You going to beis apras? You have. What's beis apras? A beis apras is a mochem of suffet. It's a mochem of suffet.
It's filled with bones. Go.
But you definitely went in there. Number two is v'al offer haba mi'er tzamim.
Right.
Earth. V'al seik bidei amaretz. The need of saddan, you find saliva. Now is the sixth case is the most interesting of them all. Mixture of tarov is a chumri, even a mixture. The al sefek may ragli adam shen kenegi may ragli behema. Either it's near or it's a taruvis, a mixture of urine. So therefore, what is halacha with regard to all six cases? Al vaday magon, if you definitely touched it. I have no doubt. Shoe suffic to Mosan, but I don't know if the object was Tommy. I definitely touched it.
Yeah.
But I do not know if what I have touched is Tommy. So what is halacha? Suffin is a chuba. Rabbi Yossi is even more machmer. Even if you don't even have sure. I don't even know if I've touched it. Af al seikt magon. Even if I'm not even certain, maybe I did touch, maybe I didn't touch it, my hands are wet. I don't know why. Is it because of the miraglime? Maybe the wet because I've touched water.
No.
I don't know why. Even that's enough to be metame if it's in the Rishas Sayachid.
Right.
But the Chachamim say no, it's a seik seik. First of all, who says the object is tamei? And number two, who says that you touch it? Rabbi Yochanan says b'shayachid toilin b'shayachid, which means that we don't burn the truma, but we don't eat it either. We don't eat it, but you don't burn it. It's just sarabim tar. If you have a sadek of yosh sharam, it's only tar. Okay. So we did today one. Two, three Mishnayos.